Welcome back to Ignite Your Light, a podcast that connects creatives, healers, and entrepreneurs through spirituality and wellness. I am your host, Riley Webster, and I'm so glad that you're back with me. So I just pulled a few cards for myself, and it has inspired me to create a little impromptu episode. So I've been experiencing a pretty intense feeling of heartbreak recently after a relationship ended, and it wasn't even just that relationship. It feels like a lot of past relationships have been coming up and the wound is being reopened and it's just feeling super intense. And I pulled the card Strength, and it's reminding me to remind you also of your innate strength. And while things will not make sense in the moment when you're going through something, when you're confused, when something's happened, when you've lost someone, when, you know, all of these things that happen in our lives, they won't make sense in the moment. And this is where I know I've evolved past a previous relationship, is I know that it won't make sense in the moment, but looking back, it does. So think about right now, if you look back on every job that you lost, on every relationship that ended, on every big change or transition in your life, none of it made sense in the moment. None. When you're in the moment, you're in the wound. When you're in that struggle, your wound is open. And any little word or stirring can throw salt in the wound. And I want you to remember that it doesn't need to make sense right now, and you don't need to know what's coming. All you need to know is that you can live your day by day, and you can get a little bit stronger each day. And if sometimes you're feeling strong and then all of a sudden you're having a day where you're like, what the heck? I was feeling so good. I was feeling so strong. It's okay. All you need to know is that you have so much strength inside of you, so much resilience inside of you, so much connection to a higher power, so much ability to transform, and everything that's happening to you in your life right now is happening for you, for your path, for your growth, and for your evolution. You would not be listening to this podcast right now if you are not interested in becoming the highest version of yourself, if you are not interested in seeing what soul contracts you have, if you are not interested in expanding your awareness and your consciousness and going deep. And when you're this type of person, sometimes it can feel like, why have I asked for this? Why am I this person? Why don't I want a simple life? Why do I want this self-awareness? Because, you know, the popular saying, ignorance is bliss. You want higher self-awareness and you want higher evolvement because that's what you're here to do. You've lived before. You've had past lives. You've gone through things in your past lives. You feel things so deeply that you can get very caught up in the feelings. And I know this feeling so, so well. But this is a reminder that you have all of these tools inside of you, and you don't need to know why something is happening for you. You don't need to know why this person has left your life. You don't need to know the reason behind any of these things. All you need to know is it's happening for you so that you can raise your own vibration and you can walk your path. So when we're in heartbreak or when we're in grief or turmoil or confusion, we have the power to raise our vibration. And I know that sounds really airy-fairy, like raise your vibe, but truly we have this power. So things that raise your vibration, self-care. I'm actually so sick of that word, self-care. What does that even mean? Self-care means putting yourself first above all else. And that's not selfish. It means tuning into your body and asking yourself, what do I need right in this moment? Not 2 years from now, not next week, not 10 years from now? What do I need right now? So when we're feeling these feelings, how can we tune into our body and go, what do I need right now? And that need might be bizarre. It might be like, I need a bag of chips. No shame. I need some water. I need to get outside for a walk. I need to call a good girlfriend. I need to rest. I need to clean my house. All of these things. What do I need right now? And when we fill up our own cup, when we give ourselves that love that is sometimes not always given to us by others or not in the way that we need in that moment, we are the only ones who know what we need in that moment, no one else. So that's one way to raise your vibration. Another way to raise your vibration is to be creative, write, play, do some art, anything that gets you connected to source, the divine. Anything that helps you feel like you are, how do I describe this? You aren't necessarily human, if that makes any sense. Do that. Create, write, draw, dance, whatever helps you get out of your mind and into your body and into that beautiful flow state. Third way to raise your vibration, read. Read, read, read. Reading is so, so beautiful. And I think sometimes we forget to read. I know that for me, I always am diving into all the books when I'm on vacation or in transit somewhere. And then in my day-to-day life, sometimes I'll forget to read. If reading isn't necessarily your thing, you can listen to an audiobook, even podcasts like this one, YouTube channels. My friend Zoe has an amazing YouTube channel. Listen to hers. It's Zoe Ariel on YouTube. All of these things where we can really bring in positive content, positive life-changing content. If we think of our bodies as something we feed with food, we also feed our soul with words and thoughts and media, really, in this day and age. So how can we cultivate a really healthy balance of that? How can we maybe, instead of scrolling through Instagram, maybe listen to a podcast instead, something inspiring? Maybe read an inspiring book, maybe watch a YouTube video that expands your awareness and makes you think differently about a certain subject. All of these things, follow your curiosity of what you're interested in and feed that with positive and uplifting and inspiring content. You will not regret it. Fourth way, raise your vibration, move your body. I know it can be hard if you're feeling stuck or stagnant in your life. That is so okay, and there's so a time and place for that. And this isn't to say, you know, go to the gym 5 days a week, raise your vibe, blah, blah, blah. This is more releasing the energetic blocks in your body by moving it. So we can get really stagnant in our minds when our body is stagnant. So to change your emotions, it takes a level of tuning into our body, tuning into our nervous system, and changing our physiology. So get on your yoga mat, move. You don't even need to do the same thing on both sides. Just move your body. Go for a walk, even if it's a 2-minute walk, seriously. Move your body. It feels so good. I know it can be hard to motivate yourself when you're kind of in the depths of it, but I promise you, you will feel so, so much better. And fifth thing to raise your vibration, be around inspiring people. People who are going to teach you. People who are going to lift you up. People who are going to ask a bit more from you because they know, they see your soul. Those people, those soul connections, that is what you need at this time of your life, at this transformative time of your life when you're in the cocoon and you're ready to come out of the cocoon and be this beautiful thing. You need to be around people who match that frequency and people who are a reflection of that, because all of the souls in our lives are mirrors of us. So as cutthroat as it may be, get rid of the negative people in your life, phase them out, do what you got to do, but you require a level of people who are really going to ask a bit more from you. And I don't mean drain you or ask you to do things for them. That's not what I'm meaning. I mean ask you to think a bit differently, challenge you. These are the people that you need in your life. And seriously, our happiness is almost a direct reflection of the relationships we have with others and in turn the relationship we have with ourselves. So be around good people. I cannot stress this enough. And you know that feeling when you've spent a weekend, let's say, with a few friends who are on the same page as you and you're having these connected, beautiful conversations and you come back home and you are just feeling like on top of the world for the rest of the week because you've been around high vibe people, your own vibration is raising and it's beautiful. I would also say another tool that I use all the time, and I know that not everyone is into this, but I absolutely love journaling. I actually use, it's called the 5-minute journal, every morning, every night. So basically it asks you three things let me grab it. It's right beside me. So I can tell exactly what it says. It says, okay, so there's a quote at the top of the page, and then it asks you to write down three things you're grateful for, three things that would make your day great, and a daily affirmation. And then in the evening, you write three amazing things that happened today and how I could have made today even better. So I find this exercise super interesting because even when you're going through something and you're kind of like, oh my God, my life is ending, everything is awful, you look at what you're grateful for every morning, you do your little affirmation, all that jazz, and then in the evening, three amazing things that happened today, and even on like the worst days, you can always find three amazing things that happened today. Even if it's like, I don't know, something so simple, like I saw a cute puppy or the sun was out or anything like that. It doesn't need to be these grandiose things, but three amazing things that happened today. And you always go to sleep feeling like, huh, okay, life's pretty good, you know? So I would definitely recommend creating a journaling practice. And the last tip I have is to get a set of oracle cards. I find this one of the most healing things. I cleanse my deck with Palo Santo and I either ask it a question, I ask for a little bit of help. Sometimes I'll just pull a card, and it's pretty crazy how in tune you can become with your deck. So for example, today I sat down and I just asked for a little bit of guidance because, you know, life feels a little sticky at the moment. And I got the card Strength, which is what led to this little impromptu podcast. But it's just a beautiful reminder of something else looking out for you. And it makes me feel like I'm more connected to myself and I'm more connected to the divine source, whatever you want to call it, when I have my deck. So I definitely recommend getting a deck of cards and using these as a tool for self-care, self-love, all of that. It's really, really beautiful. And you can get them at any, you know, there's all these type kind of like spiritual stores. I got this deck in Sedona, Arizona on a girls' trip at this beautiful store. And it's such a beautiful deck. It's called Cosmic Reading Cards by Nari Anastasia. I don't think I said that right. But it's so, so beautiful. And it's a beautiful tool for self-reflection. So I hope that this helped give you a little bit of insight of how you always have the power to access your inner strength. But in accessing your inner strength, it really takes a level of committing to yourself. And I definitely struggle with this. I think so many people do. And this is also a reminder, be gentle on yourself. Whatever you're going through, it's meant for you. Whatever you're going through, it's for you. And the only thing you need to do right now, the only thing is first and foremost, lean in to whatever you're feeling and then raise your own vibration. Forget about anyone else. Forget about the external world. Forget about all of that. How can you raise your own vibration? How can you really make self-care the highest priority for you? How can you cultivate a more intimate relationship with yourself? And that always is reflected in other people eventually. But it always comes back down to us. In any relationship, in any job, in anything in life, it always starts and comes down to us. How can we show up? So I hope that this helped any of you with whatever you're going through. If you need to reach out, I encourage you to do so. You can connect with me over Instagram. I've put my handle below as well as my email address. I'm always here for you. I'm so grateful for this community that is listening to my voice and listening to what I have to say. I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful. This journey of putting myself into this space has been definitely confronting, and just knowing that I'm even helping a couple people really just fills my heart up. So I hope you have an amazing day or night wherever you are, and I will connect with you next week.